There is a spirited back and forth going on between two Republican presidential candidates, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. A super PAC called Restore Our Future is running negative ads on Romney's behalf. Super PACs are independent groups that can raise unlimited amounts of money to back issues and candidates. Gingrich has called on Romney to get the ads off the air. So far, it's a standoff, as NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Romney responded to Gingrich's call to condemn the ads on MSNBC. The former Massachusetts governor said the law does not allow him to communicate with a super PAC.
If we coordinate in any way whatsoever, we go to the big house.
Romney also criticized restrictions in the campaign finance laws that led to the creation of super PACs, and he suggested getting rid of limits on contributions to the candidates themselves.
Campaign finance law has made a mockery of our political campaign season. We really ought to let campaigns raise the money they need and just get rid of these super PACs.
That seems disingenuous to those who see Romney benefiting from the heavily financed Restore Our Future super PAC. In Iowa yesterday, Gingrich disputed Romney's claim that he can't communicate with his former staffers who run the super PAC. Gingrich called that baloney.
We've got to understand these are his people running his ads, doing his dirty work while he pretends to be above it.
Gingrich says if the super PAC that supports him runs negative ads, the former speaker vows to renounce it. At every campaign stop in Iowa this week, including this one in Oskaloosa yesterday, Gingrich continued to demand that Romney stop the negative barrage.
Either you stand behind those ads and you tell people that you're proud of being negative, or you get them off the air. I don't care if they spend $1,400,000 in positive ads, because I don't think they do him all that much good. But I think $1,400,000 in negative ads is really, frankly, disgusting.
There are signs that the negative ads may be working here, as Gingrich's poll numbers have dropped over the past few weeks, and there's no indication that the ads are going away. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Des Moines.